cost of living measures must once again be a focus for Budget 2025. That's what the Taoiseach said at the National Economic Dialogue in Dublin Castle this morning. Simon Harris is there with other senior government ministers to hear from business groups, trade unions, environmental organisations and charities on their hopes for the budget. The dialogue has been part of the budgetary process for almost a decade. Simon Harris said while there is a record number of people at work, a strong economy has to translate into real benefits.
And I'm very conscious that a strong economy has to translate into tangible benefits for our people. Right now, I know that people are still hurting. Cost of living increases have left them feeling that their personal finances are somewhat insecure and indeed a real worry that they might not withstand any further shocks. We need to give them a sense of security that the government get this. It is government's job to help our people have a sense of security. Therefore, I believe that recognising the existence of cost of living pressures must once again be the focus as we plan for the next budget, building on previous measures over the last number of years.
At Simon Harris, the employers group IBEC has warned against introducing a reactionary budget with limited long-term impact. Its chief executive officer, Danny McCoy, has been speaking to our reporter, Fergal O'Brien.
We know that inflation is beginning to come under control. We know that the energy costs, while they were elevated, won't be this winter with all good favourable conditions. So therefore we need to prioritise those things that are much more structural. We've wasted nearly €1 billion giving to many average households who actually didn't need that money last winter. It's time to focus this now on things that are crucial for the economy. Well, the cost of living, the €450 for every household, cost the best part of €1 billion last year. With the fiscal space being tight, there's other billions that could be much greater utilised.
That's Danny McCoy, the Chief Executive Officer of the employers group IBEC. For more on this, we're joined by the Professor of Economics and Head of the Department at the University of Limerick, Stephen Kinsler. Stephen Kinsler, good afternoon. Thanks for taking our call again today. What did you make of what the Taoiseach had to say today?
I think the ground is being laid for an expansionary budget. The Taoiseach's not wrong. Many households are feeling the cost of living increase hurting them. It's, as Danny said, like Danny's absolutely right to say, you know, inflation is falling. We are seeing some signs that interest rates may indeed be cut, and that will certainly help. We know wages are growing, but just because inflation is falling doesn't mean that the price of stuff hasn't increased by 30, 40, 50% in some cases. And so it's to that I think the Taoiseach is responding. Danny's call is to make any response targeted, meaning people on lower incomes should benefit more. And in general, most Irish budgets have had that feature. So I'd expect that this would be the case again.
What sort of cost of living measures do you think we can expect then?
Well, I think probably three things. The first is there has to be something to help renters. We know that rent is a huge proportion of most renters' incomes. The second is some kind of energy help, particularly for those on lower incomes. And the third would be help towards transport. So particularly public transport measures, they have been very popular. They're highly targeted. They increase demand for public transport and they have generally been shown to be good value for money. I think those three things would be very good.
What about the fuel subsidies?
If you look at fuel subsidies over time, I mean, you know, you're making something that produces an enormous amount of greenhouse gases cheaper to produce. So there is that balance. All budgets are balancing acts in that respect. So I think that's one of those things that will get fought out at, you know, in the last couple of days of the budget.
We don't exactly know when the budget is going to be. We don't exactly know when the next general election is going to be, but both are on their way. It's hard not to see the two being linked.
They're deeply linked. Whatever happens, this is the last budget of this government. And so, therefore, the show me your budget, show me your values comment comes to mind. We will see one directly leading into the other. You know, the Taoiseach is absolutely right. Some households are hurting. Many businesses are hurting too. But, you know, when we have an economy that's booming, when we have lots of structural factors that need to get fixed, as Danny said, focusing on the longer term while with an eye to the shorter term, that'll be the really, really difficult test of this last budget of this government.
I'm looking at comments being made this lunchtime from the European Central Bank's Philip Lane. Overall message on wages is bumpy, some deceleration, but it's fairly slow over the coming months. Inflation will bounce around the current level. Are we expecting an interest rate cut as well today?
I believe we are. And you know, the chief economist of the European Central Bank coming out and saying words like that is a very strong signal to markets that they should expect interest rate decreases, which would be very good for people who are borrowing. I mean, just about everybody's on a fixed mortgage at this point, so they won't really see any changes to their monthly mortgage. But of course, it'll make business loans cheaper, and it'll do lots of other good things. If you combine inflation falling with interest rates being cut and general wages rising, which is what we see in the Irish economy. And most employers are talking about wage increases. And of course, we've got increases in the minimum wage and other things. You know, the picture is pretty good for the average Irish household, the median Irish household. Those on lower incomes, of course, will tend to struggle because they get further hit by the cost of living increases.
Stephen Kinsella at the University of Limerick, thank you.